got a visitor here in the studios at KLCC, Catherine Clare from right here in our area, and back in town visiting, I guess for the holiday probably, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you here. We're going to launch out with a song. What are you going to play for us, Catherine?
I'm going to play a song called Everyone Goes.
Okay. Catherine Clare here on KLCC's Front Porch.
Everybody's crying. If you're not crying, then you're crying inside. Bottomless emptiness from which I cannot hide. Butterflies and worn out lies around my head. Daredevils take their turns with the words and the tears we've shed. Everyone goes. Everyone goes home alone. Walk her to the water, take her to the edge and let her fall. You may try to turn around, in the end you hear a call. I am far from your faces, far from the end of this tattered road. Pulling a little harder on the hands of hope. Everyone goes. Everyone goes home, goes home. Everyone goes. Everyone goes home. Love.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Catherine Clare here with us in the studios at KLCC. She's got some shows coming up in our area, including one right here in Eugene at Tsunami Books, which is a great venue.
Amazing venue.
Uh-huh. And that's going to be on Friday, the 7th of December. You got a house concert in Portland before that, and the day after, a house concert in Salem.
Yeah. Yeah, and all that information is on my website. The house concerts are easy to just reply to, and they'll be lovely, very intimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're from right here in Eugene, is that correct?
I am.
Yeah. You graduated from local schools?
I graduated from South Eugene High School.
Okay.
And Roosevelt Middle School and Magnet Arts Elementary School.
Oh.
And I was born at Sacred Heart Hospital.
Good. So you have lots of connections here to come back to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you call home right now?
Home for me is Portland.
Okay.
Yeah, and it has been for 11 years now. So that's my home base, and I do travel quite a bit around the world.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So musically, you've kind of have come through a transformation as far as what you do and the music that you record and play. You did a lot of Celtic music early on. You played violin.
Yeah.
Do you still incorporate that into your current repertoire?
Absolutely, yeah. The it's cool to see sort of the evolution of my music over the last 20 years, really. But even going back to childhood, I'm currently working on a new album, and it's very string centric. And I've been building out a lot of beautiful string parts, and I play live with another wonderful violinist named Sid Ditson in Portland, and so we've been tracking all these rich violin parts. And Sid also grew up in Eugene, and we both went through the classical music programs at Roosevelt and South, and we both played in the Junior Orchestra and the Youth Symphony. So just last week we were saying, like, gosh, it's amazing to see that this music really has made this full circle for me, not only, you know, from Celtic music through folk music, but also back to my classical roots. So there's a lot more of that that I'm just feeling like writing these days.
And that's all original tunes that you're performing.
Yeah. So I still, I'm very influenced by the traditional music for sure. And Sid also has that influence. So live, it's very fun to, you know, bust out a jig here and there. But for the most part, I'm really writing mostly original music at the moment.
Yeah. Well, you were saying that that you have been writing lots of winter songs, and the kind of the theme of your little tour here is winter songs.
Yeah, I figured I would just sort of look at my repertoire and of the songs that I love to sing through that lens of not holiday or Christmas, but just winter, time. And there's so many great songs out there. I cover a Joni Mitchell song, and I do the song For a Winter's Night by Gordon Lightfoot. So there's just great songs anyway out there. And then I, as I was looking through all of my writing, I realized I write about winter a lot. It's inspiring or dark.
And you get, you get a lot of winter up there in Portland.
Certainly do.
We're so sheltered here in Eugene with the weather. So do you have one of your winter songs to play for us?
Yeah, I'm going to play you this one. And I love singing the song in Eugene because I wrote this early on. So I actually did a lot of Celtic music, but I really did start as a singer-songwriter. And that's my roots. And in fact, I just visited Scott at Tsunami Books, and I was the very first person to perform at Tsunami Books in 1998. And I that was one of my very first live shows. So,
and you're going
this
back.
You what?
You're going back.
I'm going, totally going back. Yeah, and this is a song I wrote in the early 2000s. I was working at the French Horn Bakery, and I was also getting my degree at the U of O in ceramics. So my days were spent using my hands. And I wrote this song in the winter time in the very early morning hours, kneading bread at the French Horn.
Let's hear it. Catherine Clare here with us on KLCC's Front Porch.
It's been a long winter. My bones are cold and the lines grow deeper on my skin, 'cause I have been starting days before the days begin. And they say, work hard, play fair, be sure the world's aware of the time you have been taking, of the difference you have been making. I've been making the morning meal. I have been turning and turning the earth on a wheel. Maybe someone will fill their stomach Maybe someone will drink from a beautiful cup. It's up to me. And all that I can do is keep on living my life peacefully. And won't you come and look at what these hands have made? Sit down at my table, will I? So glad that you came. And when the bread has been broken and the last song has been played, we can sit and look at what these hands have made. And I may never change the minds of the people in power, and I will never sit at the top of the world and turn back the hours, but I will make my prayers strong. I will keep singing my song. I will keep fighting for something worth winning. Like a new beginning. He lights the fire before the dawn, circles the table and turns the radio on. The stories unfold as they pass the dough. The stories untold, only they'll ever know. And they work hard, they play fair. Don't care if the world's aware of the time they have been taking, of the difference they have been making. And Daddy says, son, when you're gonna grow up? When you gonna get a real job and show up for your 9 to 5? Climb the ladder high so your mom and I have something to measure you by. And he says, oh, Dad, can't you see? I'm just so happy to live my life peacefully. And won't you come and look at what these hands have made. Sit down at my table, well, I'm so glad that you came. And when the bread has been broken and the last song has been played, we can sit and look at what these hands have made. They have made.
Catherine Clare here with us in the studios at KLCC. And another beautiful song. I like that. You're right. That you can feel Eugene in there. I like that verse with the a little bit about the work ethic of bakers. Yeah. I'm familiar with that. My wife was a baker. They kind of have their own little community while they're working.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very nice, Catherine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So Catherine's got a show here in Eugene coming up on Friday, December 7th, and she'll be playing winter songs. And back to her roots, she's going to be. That show starts at 7:30. People up in Salem, if you got the hills lined up, you can get KLCC. They might be listening to us. She's got a house concert on Saturday the 8th, and you can find out information about that online on her website.
Yes, CatherineClaireMusic.com.
So, your last album came out in 2017, Bones Will Last. I was looking for that and could not find it here at KLCC. Was found some of your other albums, including one I recall, Plain, back when it came out. You said you're working on a new album currently?
Yes.
And what's the story with it? You were saying it's going to be string-centric?
Very, very string-centric. Yeah, this one, Bones Will Last, I brought you a copy, so there will be one here.
Oh, good. Okay, I'll make sure it finds its way into the library.
Absolutely, I'd love that. Okay. Yeah, Bones Will Last was my first real solo album since 2011, and so... it was a really cool process. It's also string heavy, but just with two violins. I wrote a lot of compositions for two voices, which I really liked. And half of the songs are instrumentals and half are lyrical songs. So it was sort of a blending of all my traditional Irish fiddle, Celtic music coming together with my songwriting self, and then also sort of just beginning to touch in on those classical roots. So I feel like Bones Will Last was the beginning of sort of a new chapter for me in my own writing. And this new album feels like a continuation of that, with a lot of the violin being really central to the music, but it's mostly all lyrical songs as well, so not so many instrumentals.
Uh-huh.
But Sid and I had a wonderful time. I wrote a lot of different arrangements for strings, and then we got to track them and then multi-track ourselves. So it's very fun when you can become four of you in the studio.
Uh-huh. That sounds like fun. Well, I know it's a lot of work. You're self-producing this.
I am.
And I know, you know, in the old days you would have a record label or a producer, and they would come in and book time in a studio and get it done, because it costs a lot of money. Now you're spending that, you know, instead of a lot of money spent on the studio time, you're spending a lot of time to produce this. It sounds like a loving project.
It's absolutely a loving project, and I get to work with Alan Hunter, who I worked with on the last album and I've toured a lot with. He's an amazing bass player, and so the three of us are sort of at the core of the arrangements, and that's been great. And then Don Henson, who will be joining me for the Tsunami show, is an amazing pianist and percussionist. And so I feel like I have my musical family with me, which has been really great. I've done albums in the past where you invite a lot of awesome guests and friends and people, you know, they're at the end of the day, there might be 12 people on the record.
Uh-huh.
And this one feels very much like these are my compadres, my musical compadres, and we're all creating it together. And I feel that I'm able to go a lot deeper into the music itself because I feel so safe creating with them.
Uh-huh.
So,
a collaboration.
Thanks.
So you were talking about your collaborations with folks in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
You've just come back from a trip and were playing music.
Yes.
Tell
in
us
the Netherlands.
About that.
Yeah, I collaborate with... an amazing folk duo called The Lasses, and it's two Dutch women based in Amsterdam, and I met them 5 years ago. We shared a show in Amsterdam and became sort of instantly in one magical night soul musical sisters, and so I ended up bringing them over to the Pacific Northwest for a tour the year after that, and then I went back over there and did a tour with them, and so it's ended up becoming this cross-cultural, transatlantic collaboration where we've done now 5 tours in each of our home communities.
Uh-huh.
And so this was our 5th in the Netherlands, and it was spectacular and really beautiful. We played a lot of small churches and small communities where everybody in the town comes out, and it's 3-part harmony, very folk-based and very, very beautiful.
Well, that sounds like the way to travel. Hitting the countryside and the small communities.
You know, I love it. It mm-hmm. is. And I think doing that kind of cultural exchange, I wouldn't necessarily have gotten to play in those kind of smaller communities in the same way that, you know, we've had some beautiful house concerts when we've been in the Pacific Northwest that have been really intimate. And it's sort of like we get to share our communities with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a beautiful way to travel too. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll play one more song.
I will. And this song isn't necessarily a wintertime song per se, but we're going to put it on the evening, and I love singing it. And maybe it's good for this time of year. It's called Please Don't Give Me Anything.
Okay.
So I'll sing it for you now.
Catherine Clare here on KLCC.
Please don't give me anything. It will only end up in a box. Broken necklaces and beads of ivory and mismatched socks. I cannot keep up with it. I surely shouldn't try. That is why I don't want anything except perhaps that twinkle in your eye. On the floor I spill the contents of this treasure chest. I count the coins, untie the knots, and throw away the rest. If it doesn't fit me, then it must be out of style. All the while, I don't want anything. I wouldn't mind a glimpse of your smile. I wouldn't mind a glimpse of your smile. Let me leave behind a scent on your shirt, a song in your mind. That is all. Before I go, I just want you to know. I just want you. I just want you. I do. I won't ask for anything. There's enough around to call my own. All the pages I have burned return to me when I'm alone. Sitting in the darkness, I could lose it all or win. But I don't want anything except perhaps the smell of your skin. Except perhaps the smell of your skin. Except perhaps the smell of your skin.
Catherine Clare playing live for us here in the studios at KLCC. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you so much, Dan. It's been a pleasure.
It was. It is. Catherine's going to be playing down at Tsunamis on the Friday, the 7th of December. She's got a show in Salem the night after that. She's got shows in Portland bookend in either one of those. I hope you'll get a chance to catch her. And thanks again.
Thank you.